Cette conférence va maintenant être enregistrée.
Sanjo bardo tane japso je dage jinso jip sunam jin rola benzer sanje drobar sho sanje chu soje chonam la sanjo bardo tane japso Dinson jibe sunam jin drola benze sanjin drobar sho semjin damjin dewa dan demey judan dembar churuch dungar dan dungar ji judan travar churuch dungar mebe dewa damba dan mendarwa churuch nyeren chat Nidan darwa tanyo jembo la nebay jorje semjen damje deva dan deve judan dembar jorje dungar ji judan travar jorje dungar dambalo mendrava jorje nyeren jada nidan darwa Tanyo jembo la nebay jorje semjen damje deva deve judan dembar jorje dungar ji judan travar jorje dungar deva dambala mendarva jorje nyeren jada nidan drap Tanyo jembo la nebay jorje parden zave lama rambod dage jevo pede dejo la kaden jembo ngone jizan kuson doje ngurdo zardu zo.
Par la bénéfication de la générosité et de son vertu, pour le bien de ceux qui mènent, c'est un peu.
Sage et bien enseignement de l'Église à son vertu, pour le suicide et jusqu'à la bénéfication de la protection de l'ordre de notre position. Par la bénéfication de la générosité et de notre vertu, pour le bien de ceux qui mènent, c'est un peu. Sage et enseignement de l'Église à son vertu, Puisse tous les êtres la félicité et les causes de la félicité obtenir, et la souffrance et les causes de la souffrance de trahir, et la parfaite félicité et les causes de souffrance de jamais nécessaire, et dans la grande humanité et les causes de distraction du lieu d'attachement et d'action de mort. Puisse tous les êtres la félicité et les causes de la félicité obtenir, et la souffrance et les causes de la souffrance de trahir, et la parfaite félicité et les causes de souffrance de jamais nécessaire.
Oh yeah. Once again, we continue with this particular teaching with the meditation. So far, what we have discussed is two particular technique methods for Shene meditation, Shamatha meditation. That two methods are commonly used methods. So therefore, as we are meditator, we try to apply during the meditation often these two methods will be very helpful to us.
On va continuer avec l'enseignement et la méditation. On a vu deux méthodes qui sont très communément utilisées et donc on va essayer de les appliquer et cela va nous aider.
And when we apply these two methods during the meditation, eventually we will be able to manage our mind to being settled down into the state of a calm, relaxed, and peaceful, as well as a non-conceptual mind, more or less. Okay, more or less. It's not happened for a long period of time, but time to time we clearly see that our mind is being into really calm and relaxed. So in that time, slowly, we should know how to shift again, another stage, another dimension of the meditation, let's say.
Quand on applique ces deux méthodes pendant la méditation, au bout d'un certain temps, notre esprit arrive à un état stable, paisible et clair et détendu. On voit ça, ça nous arrive de temps en temps. Et c'est une autre dimension, une autre étape vers laquelle il faut aller.
When I say the shift from aware of breath, or aware of a body sensation to where, okay, to where now. And that is nowhere but to mind itself. So that is the main point. Means when your mind being silent, peaceful, and relaxed, you should be aware of state of that mind, okay? Not focus to the, any other objects, not breath, not physical sensation, not any other objects, but trying to be aware what's going on in your mind. Trying to observe that silent state of mind, that calm, relaxed mind, that non-conceptual mind, trying to be aware, trying to be observed. That is the, now it is a real meditative experience start to happen, okay? If you be able to observe, aware that mind, which is the calm, relaxed, peaceful, and joyfully appears your mind, just be aware, be observed that continuously, okay? This is the point. Yeah.
Donc il faut être conscient de notre esprit et du corps, mais avoir la conscience que c'est nulle part. Donc il faut être conscient sans se focaliser sur quoi que ce soit, juste conscient de ce qui se passe, observer le calme de l'esprit et l'absence de concept. Donc c'est la vraie expérience de méditation qui commence. Quand on est conscient de l'esprit calme, paisible et joyeux, et qu'on observe cela.
Here, it's clear to us now. Before, even our mind is very calm, relaxed, non-conceptual mind, like you know, experience that. But our awareness focus is not the mind. Either we are, you know, the aware of the breath. Observe the breath, or maybe body sensation, okay, before. Now, slowly, slowly trying to forget to this, you know, this aware towards your breath, aware towards your sensation, body sensation, whatever it may be. Trying to reduce the effort, eventually no need to aware the breath. But awareness, then what? Awareness towards your mind. In that case, mind, silent state of mind, calm, relaxed state of mind, that is the becomes the object of your awareness. Actually, mind aware of itself in that case. There's no separate object and subject separate exist, but mind seeing its own experience.
Dans cette étape-là, cela apparaît clairement. Avant, notre conscience était focalisée sur la respiration, sur le corps. Et maintenant, petit à petit, il faut qu'on oublie la respiration et les sensations du corps. Il faut essayer de réduire cet effort. Et on n'a pas besoin, on n'a plus besoin d'être conscient de la respiration du corps. On est seulement conscient de l'état de l'esprit calme, détendu. Et c'est de ça dont on doit être conscient. En fait, l'esprit est conscient de lui-même. Donc, l'esprit est conscient de l'esprit, sans objet séparé. Et c'est ça la bonne expérience.
We should to be clear the meaning of awareness. We use the term awareness, use the term observation. These things, you know, that it is not thinking, okay? It's not really thinking about your mind, your breath. Non-conceptually to seeing, okay, to see. It's not through the eye, but mind see, clearly seeing the state of your own mind. Okay. Do you understand that? Just I use the term see. It's noticing. Noticing. Okay. Experience something there. Okay. Experience is like, you know, that's a calm, relaxed, and non-thoughts experience. Then you turn your attention inward slightly. Ah, like I see that. Okay. I notice, I know my mind. Like, you know, be aware, be observe the mind. I hope you understand, you try. For instance, when you are aware of your breath, you're supposed not thinking, okay? You're aware of the sensation, breath, exhale, inhale, inhale. You're aware, you observe. It's not thinking. There's no thought interference to the breath. Okay. As well as if you are aware of your body sensation, you are not thinking. Just you see it, you feel it, you notice it. Okay. Now here, similar exactly, you just turn aware inwardly. Observation turn inward towards the mind itself. Okay. I hope you understand that. Try. if you familiar to aware of your breath, then it's the same. Awareness is not change. Something not change. That is the awareness is not change here. Okay. Observation is not change. But what change is what should be aware that what is changed now?
Donc il faut comprendre le terme d'avoir conscience de quelque chose et d'observer. Il ne s'agit pas de penser, par exemple, à la respiration ou au corps. En fait, on voit sans les yeux. L'esprit voit clairement l'état notre esprit voit clairement l'état de notre propre esprit. On voit sans voir. Et c'est l'expérience de l'esprit calme et détendu. Donc, en fait, on voit, on a conscience ou on connaît son esprit. On est conscient d'observer son esprit, mais on n'y pense pas. Alors, par exemple, quand on est conscient de la respiration, on n'y pense pas non plus. Nos pensées n'interfèrent pas dans le fait qu'on est conscient de la respiration. Et donc, c'est de la même façon qu'il faut tourner le regard vers l'intérieur et et observer son propre esprit. C'est-à-dire que l'esprit observe son propre esprit. Donc, le Kenpo, il dit, j'espère que vous comprenez qu'il faut essayer. En fait, la façon d'observer ne change pas, c'est ce qu'on observe qui change. C'est pas la respiration, mais c'est l'esprit lui-même.
What do you want? Yeah? Yes, yes.
How is this different from mind observing, for example, thoughts or emotions?
It is not yet come. First, just trying to aware the silent, calm state of mind. That is the easiest part.
Okay. Thank you.
We should start easiest to go more deeper. Idea is, step by step.
Donc la question c'était quelle est la différence entre ce que le Kenpo explique et celui d'observer les émotions et les pensées. Et Kenpo a répondu qu'on n'en est pas encore là, qu'on fait étape par étape. Pour l'instant, on se pose et on verra après.
Why I first introduce you to be aware of the silent, calm, relaxed mind. That's the easiest part to aware. Really easy. If you have thoughtful, emotional, the mind is so noisy, then it's very difficult to aware. Okay? It is, that the mind is shaky, difficult to aware. When mind is calm, peaceful, and joy, it is easy to see, easy to turn inward. One has to learn from that point, trying to get used, familiar to be aware of your mind. Then slowly, slowly introduce step by step. Then in the finally, 24 hours, you'll be able to aware everything. Even deep sleep can be taken into the awareness presence. That's true. So have you heard, the clear light meditation? Clear light meditation, deep sleep. It's nothing other than awareness taking place within the deep sleep. Deep sleep mind.
Donc, en fait, c'est beaucoup plus facile d'être d'abord conscient de l'esprit quand il est dans le silence. C'est le plus facile. Parce que quand l'esprit est très agité, méchant, bruyant, c'est très difficile de le voir et de tourner le regard vers l'intérieur. Donc il faut d'abord être vraiment conscient de l'esprit dans le silence et qu'à un certain moment, on en sera conscient 24 heures sur 24 et ensuite on peut pratiquer la vision supérieure, la vision profonde.
Another term to use this particular particular point, and in Tibetan we call the semola tawa. That literally means look at your mind. Look, watch up your mind. Okay, look at your mind, or watch up your mind. Okay, in that case, not look or watch through your physical eye. You cannot see your mind through physical eye, because mind has no shape and color. And that means watch up or look at your mind. Mind, look at your own mind. Okay. Do you understand? Just watch it. Okay, what's going on in my mind? Okay, my mind is so calm, so relaxed, so peaceful. So joyful. Yes, I see it. Yes, yes, yes. Okay. That's the meditation. You don't say yes, 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 but it's feeling that way. battery, maybe.
Bon, excusez-moi, le micro ne marchait plus. Alors, le Kempo a dit, il faut regarder son esprit, il faut le regarder, et puis, mais c'est pas avec les yeux physiques, parce qu'il n'a ni forme ni couleur. En fait, c'est dire à l'esprit de se regarder lui-même, de voir ce qui se passe, et dire il est clair, il est paisible, il est joyeux, et je le vois. Et donc, en même temps, on se dit rien, en fait, on ne dit pas oui, 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 mais c'est juste qu'on en est conscient.
There were so during the meditation, awareness or observation should be always continue as much as you possible. Maintain continuity. Usually we say stillness. You have heard that word stillness. What we should still is awareness still. Stillness. And sometimes, like, you know, that when I say, look at your mind or be aware of mind, it's just clearly you seeing your own mind. You are noticing, like, you know, at this moment, you're trying to have a mind, trying to mind keep in peaceful, relaxed one pointness, that like Hsien's state of mind, and then, you know, that's a applied awareness. That's the easiest way. When thoughts come, emotional mind is calm, if you could, of course, you know, that's awareness need to be applied with this you know, this movement of the mind. But it is not easy, honestly. So therefore, the first, let mind bring always back to the calm, relaxed mind during the meditation. Don't try to produce thought, emotion during the meditation. Try to mind bring to the silent, calm, relaxed as much as you can, and be aware of it. And lose, sooner or later, your mind losing out of that calm, relaxed mind, and becomes a movement of mind. Some kind of, you know, the conceptual arise, thoughts arise. As soon as possible, you notice that you bring back to the calm. You can use the breath. When your mind becomes out of control, like, you know, that's either agitation or maybe, you know, that's a dullness, whatever may be, you know, start to happen in your mind, you see that it's sometimes out of control, then use the technique. Focus the breath. Using technique in that point, focus the breath or aware of breath or sensation of body for a while. See, you can do alternately. Be silent mind, be aware of the silent mind, and come back to aware of your breath, continue. And mind is okay, being in the stillness, and be aware of the mind. Like, you know? So that is the point. As long as you are in the awareness, you are meditate, okay? Whether you are aware of the breath or aware of the state of the mind, you are meditating. If you are out of the awareness, even sometimes your mind will come relax, but that's not meditating. We don't count, just calm, relaxed mind is not meditation, not a meditative experience. It happens when you get sleepy and the mind start calming.
Mm-hmm. Donc, pendant la méditation, la conscience et l'observation doivent se maintenir continuellement autant qu'on le peut. Il y a une forme de stabilité immobile, stillness, je pense. On voit notre propre esprit et on maintient l'esprit en un point calme et pacifié. Et donc, ensuite, les pensées et les émotions peuvent être observées et ce n'est pas facile. Et donc, Kenpo, il propose que quand il y a toutes ces pensées qui arrivent, qu'il faut revenir vers le calme. Il ne faut pas produire des émotions et des pensées multiples, mais revenir au calme. Donc, en fait, à chaque fois que les concepts s'élèvent, on peut revenir au calme par la respiration ou par la conscience du corps. Et en particulier, donc, quand on perd complètement le contrôle de l'esprit, soit par l'agitation ou par la torpeur, on peut revenir au calme en reprenant les techniques de respiration ou des sensations du corps. Et donc, on peut alterner comme ça et revenir à cette stabilité. Et quand on n'a pas une conscience de notre esprit, ce n'est pas la méditation. Par exemple, quand on s'endort, ce n'est pas la méditation.
We're going to meditate 15 minutes. You try that, okay? Firstly, you just, you know, that's aware of the breath. Let the mind come down and relax. And when you feel that's very relaxed and non-concept mind, then trying to be aware, that mind, okay? Trying to see that mind. See continuous. Okay, do that.
Donc là, on va faire une méditation où on va d'abord calmer l'esprit par la respiration et puis ensuite on va essayer d'être conscient de l'esprit et d'être dans cette conscience pour la méditation.
We should to learn to be aware of the mind bit by bit, okay? Just bit by bit. Here I mean the bit by bit means watch up your mind. Like, you know, the 5 seconds, be aware of silent, thoughtless state of mind. Like 5 seconds, have we be able to manage to watch in the 5 seconds, then that is good enough. Bit by bit, like, you know, really, it is something like very clear awareness, clarity, like something. Okay, it's yeah, probably you know that.
Donc nous devons apprendre à être conscients de l'esprit par petits bouts. C'est-à-dire qu'on va d'abord observer l'esprit, en être conscient pendant 5 secondes, être conscient de l'esprit silencieux et détendu. Et puis après, on le laisse. Et après, on recommence par petits bouts, petit à petit.
Yes, yeah. Just say yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No need. This okay. Yeah. Okay.
Oui. En fait, moi, depuis ce matin, je m'interroge sur l'esprit joyeux, parce que donc vous dites que on devrait donc atteindre cet esprit joyeux quand on médite. Mais comment accéder à la joie quand on traverse tous donc des zones de turbulence, on va dire, même une profonde tristesse qu'on peut porter en nous, un vide intérieur, des maladies ou autres, d'une part. Et ensuite, est-ce que vous pensez que chacun de nous a la capacité de transformer justement ces émotions? Et si en fait la détente de l'esprit amène forcément à la joie? J'avais beaucoup de questions, voire même au bonheur. Est-ce que c'est juste votre impression, parce que moi, ça me perturbe beaucoup cette idée d'esprit joyeux, qui est très différent de l'esprit calme et détendu. Mais pour arriver à la joie, quand on ressent et qu'on porte dans notre corps des difficultés, c'est compliqué, je pense.
The question is mainly how to have a joyful mind when your mind is having difficulties, illness, emotions. Can anybody get to this joyful state? Or even though you have many pain in your body and everything?
We have to learn how to be joy. Okay, really, it is step by step. There's no really, you know, immediately change. If we learn to be like, you know, that's a experience, joy in the mind, it's very much possible to learn to happen. But of course, it is suddenly not happened that. It takes a time. Always mind pleasant, positive thought. Even you had thought, maybe trying to think positive, good thoughts, benefit thoughts, and trying to not thinking negative thoughts. And that way one could change. Then trying to mind keep in the very peaceful, through the meditation, peaceful, relaxed mind as much as you can. If you be able to manage to have the peace and relaxed mind, and then you just be aware of the state of the peace and relaxed mind, eventually you will be able to find some sense of I like it. Like, you know, okay, I feel this is I like. Okay, that is joy. Start to having joy. Like, you know, oh, I want to stay here a little more. Okay, that is start to experience joy. So then you, that is have to learn it that way. Okay, that's no sudden change. Probably it's difficult to sudden change. Always step by step. Basically, changing mind is need a little time. Take care of the mind. You know, you will take care of it. The problem in this, you know, the society, in this human society, since the very beginning of time, particularly in the modern time, problem is people don't worry about the mind. Even you are go through the suffering, mental difficulty, but don't really take care of the mind. Only we learned how we should take care of the body. Every morning we stand in front of the mirror, and you know that makeup, whatever, maybe, and go to gym, exercise. This is good. Also, this is good. Like, you know, we build a body, like a good shape. This is good. I'm not saying that's not good. This is good. But don't forget the mind. Also, we should take care of the mind together. Otherwise, you know, this every year, we don't take care of the mind, only the physical, take care of the physical body will not be able to bring happiness in life. Okay? No matter, you know, that's how you know, the body built. If mind is not happy, mind is in the stress, depression, emotion, disturbing emotions, falling into that kind of category of mind, you will not see happiness in life. So therefore, in teachings of Buddhism, as well as other, you know, that's spiritual teachings, really precisely talk about where the method take care of the mind. So that is one of, you know, methods of meditation and mind training. Okay, those are the yogas also. When we talk the yogas, here we understand yoga means just physical stretch. We think that yoga. Actually, yoga is not only that. Like, you know, meditation is yoga. The positive way of thinking is the yoga. Also, and traditionally, all of them yoga. So anyway, this is a big subject when you say how we should transform in mind from the sorrow, painful mind to the happiness. This is have to go through the process. Like, you know, when we trying to improve our body, there's no way immediately change. You have to go gym every day for years. Every day, maybe you will see a little bit good muscle, a little bit different shape. Like exactly the same in the mind too. Okay? Okay, too much here.
Il faut apprendre à être joyeux étape par étape. Ça ne vient pas tout de suite. Vous entendez? Ouais. Il faut du temps, parfois beaucoup de temps. Il faut garder les pensées positives, avoir des pensées bénéfiques et éviter les pensées négatives. Et donc, il faut essayer de détendre l'esprit autant que possible et avoir conscience de ce calme. Et petit à petit, on commence à voir cet état et on dit « Ah, j'aime ça !» Et ça, c'est le début de la joie. Donc, en fait, il faut un certain temps pour changer l'esprit et il faut prendre soin de notre esprit. À notre époque, on ne prend jamais soin de l'esprit. On pense qu'il faut que prendre soin du corps. On passe plein de temps à se maquiller devant la glace. On fait du sport, du bodybuilding. Et en fait, ça apporte pas de bonheur. Il ne faudrait pas oublier l'esprit. Si on s'occupe que du corps physique, il n'y aura pas de bonheur. même si on a un très beau corps, l'esprit sera déprimé et pas heureux. Et l'enseignement du Bouddha, c'est de dire comment prendre soin de son esprit. Et en Europe, le yoga, c'est considéré comme des étirements, c'est que pour le corps physique. Et en fait, dans le yoga traditionnel, l'esprit fait partie aussi du yoga. Et donc, c'est important de prendre soin de son esprit. Et c'est comme ça qu'on pourra transformer l'esprit affligé dans la souffrance vers un esprit joyeux. Il dit, pour le corps, pour avoir un beau corps, il faut faire de la gym tous les jours pendant longtemps. Et même pour l'esprit, c'est pareil.
So my direct answer for you is if somebody is always like, you know, the mind always feel difficulty and sadness, lonely, and depression, whatever may be, you know, the mentally difficult, if we experience that, so then, you know, that's what we should do is, as a mind training teaching says, yidem bajitad gum, means trying to be happy. Okay, means even you are not happy, but try. Well, today I'm happy. Okay. Just hypothetically, maybe, you know, artificially, you know, repeat it. So it will get used. Eventually, that come to nature. This is true. How you be habit, you are grow in that way. You know this. If you thinking, I'm difficult, I'm sad, I'm not happy, thinking today and tomorrow in that way, and then it's go more darker and darker and deep in that way. And instead of that, just, you know, this without reason, oh, today I'm happy, feel happy. More, you know, this keep joyful mind as much as even you are not joy, but feel it artificially, maybe, you know. And tomorrow, you know, that's every day trying to do that, trying to not thinking about I'm unhappy, trying to thinking, oh, I'm happy, okay, I'm happy. Okay, smile yourself, just, you know, trying to smile, trying to get used to it, okay? Trying to make habit in life. It will be eventually really happened. This is a practice also. Oh, this is the practice. We should know that, okay? How we keep ourselves, you know, that direction, trying to change direction. And you are in this direction, but difficult to turn. But, you know, they're trying to little bit change way of thinking. I mentioned even hypothetically, even artificially, we can do that. Everything can be changeable, really. Nothing fixed, nothing permanent at all in this universe. Everything's changeable. It needs some efforts, trust, confidence. That's up to us.
Si une personne est toujours triste, seule, déprimée, il y a un moyen d'entraîner son esprit pour essayer d'être heureux. Même si on n'est pas vraiment heureux, il faut essayer de façon artificielle de se répéter qu'on est heureux et ça va finir par arriver. En fait, par l'habitude. Si on répète tout le temps qu'on va pas bien et tout ça, évidemment, ça devient de plus en plus sombre. Et si au contraire, on essaye d'avoir un esprit heureux, même si c'est artificiel, on peut se sourire à soi-même et on va s'habituer à cela et ça finira par venir réellement. C'est aussi une pratique. En fait, c'est prendre une nouvelle direction en changeant la façon de penser, même si c'est artificiel au début. Et il faut ne pas oublier que rien n'est permanent ni fixe. Et donc, tout peut changer si on fait l'effort et qu'on a confiance.
Est-ce que je peux en penser et après j'essaie de traduire en anglais ou tu veux la faire en traduction?
Oui, moi, ma question, elle concerne la dernière méditation qu'on a eue. Là, à l'instant, il y a quelques minutes, lorsque tu proposais, d'après avoir observé le corps, puis le souffle, d'observer l'esprit. Ma question, c'est que lorsqu'on essaie de faire ça, on se rend vite compte qu'en fait, ben, il n'y a rien à voir. Et du coup, est-ce que ça suffit? Est-ce que c'est une conclusion satisfaisante? Ou est-ce qu'il faut essayer d'aller plus loin que ça? C'est-à-dire, est-ce que lorsque l'esprit se regarde lui-même, ou lorsqu'on croit que notre esprit se regarde lui-même et qu'on se dit qu'il n'y a rien à voir, est-ce que c'est satisfaisant? My question is about our last meditation, because first you said, okay, you can watch and see your body and the sensations and then the breath. And then you said, okay, the mind can also see and watch itself. And when we try to do that, at one point, we can just realize that there is nothing to see.
Yeah.
And my deep question is that sufficient? Is that enough to tell yourself that there is nothing to see?
No need to say it. Just even there's nothing to see, but you see that your mind is calm. You see that you see that your mind is relaxed. You see that there's no thoughts in your mind. You see that your mind being joy. You see that, yeah? You see that. Even that is not appears as the form, color, shape, but it is clear to you. It's clear to you. So clear that right now I have no thought. Okay. Right now my mind is so silent. Okay, you see that. Okay. Usually we have a lot of mental noisy. Okay, shut up the noisy. Okay. Usually I say, shut up the mouth of mind, the open the eye of mind. Okay. if we don't shut up the mouth, the mind is always blah, 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 blah to you. Something is self-conversation, self-charting, blah, 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 blah. So then you should shut up, mouth. But open your eye, see, aware. Okay. Mind's mouth is shut up, means mind becomes silent. Then you see that.
Donc la réponse du Kempo, c'est de dire il y a pas à dire qu'il n'y a rien à voir, même si on voit clairement, on voit là, je n'ai pas de pensée, etc. Et donc, d'habitude, on a un bavardage mental incessant, et il faut faire taire ce mental, tous ces bruits. Et si on ne le fait pas, c'est tout le temps des bavardages. Donc en fait, il faut fermer la bouche et ouvrir les yeux. Et à ce moment-là, quand ça s'arrête, on voit vraiment l'esprit qui devient silencieux.
Sometimes I use the different terms. Some people may, you know, get a little bit confusion because of different terms: silent, non-conceptual, spaciousness, calm, the same meaning. Okay? Whatever may be used the term, silent means that there's no noisy in your mind, no thought. Non-concept means that thought is subside. Okay. Then, you know, there's a relax. No, it's a, you know, there's a Peaceful means also thoughts disappeared. Concept is not much taking place in the mind. All those are same meaning, okay? Sometimes people get, you know, this confusion. Sometimes he says a silent, sometimes openness, spaciousness, sometimes non-conceptual. What about these things? It's just, you know, that's all the term, different terms using one thing. That is the mind totally, that thoughts, ideas, concepts subside. It's become like deep ocean. There's no ripples much. Mind become like space. There's nothing going on. So then you be aware. Okay, I see it, my mind. Not outside, inwardly. Okay. Subside.
On a tendance à utiliser plusieurs mots qui vont un peu dans le même sens. Donc, quand on dit que c'est silencieux, c'est qu'il n'y a pas de pensée. Non conceptuel, c'est que les pensées ne sont pas, je ne sais pas trop comment dire, n'ont pas vraiment de forme. Ensuite, on peut dire que c'est spacieux ou on peut dire que c'est paisible. Dans ce cas-là, les mots ont disparu. Et donc, en fait, c'est dans l'esprit, les pensées, les concepts, tout ça se résorbe à l'intérieur de l'esprit. Donc, c'est comme quand il n'y a pas de vagues sur l'océan. Et à ce moment-là, on est vraiment conscient.
OK. So, are you clear with this, you know, this awareness, observation? This need to be clear, actually. This is really, you know, awareness or observation is a very essential meditation. Okay? Very beginning to the, you know, that's a all the way to recognition, nature of the mind. It's always that is the awareness presence. It's very essential to meditation. Here, using the term awareness or observation, whatever may be you use, or watchfulness, it is not much, you know, there's thoughts, ideas involved. Okay? It's just, you know, clear to you. You're noticing it. You are not identify anything, not, you know, that's talking about anything mentally. Just it is clear to you. You see it. Okay?
Il faut bien comprendre et que ce soit clair pour nous ce que c'est que d'être conscient et dans l'observation. En fait, c'est une présence attentive et consciente. Il n'y a pas impliqué des pensées, on ne parle pas. On ne commande pas. En fait, c'est clair et on le voit tel que c'est.
Do you understand? I hope so. When you be aware of the breath, you are not thinking about the breath at all. You are not making imagination of the breath. You are not, you know, that's a, just, you know, that's a, having thought, any kind of thought with the breath. But simply, you knowing. You know this sensation, you are knowing it. Your mind is, you know, observed that without any thought involved. Conceptual concept and thoughts not interference with this exhale in here. Yet you are so clear, aware. Okay, then same idea, same thing. when you look at your mind, when your mind is calm, relaxed, there's no thought interference to the mind, but it is just, you know, that you see the mind. You know the mind, what is going on right now here. It's not talking about past and the future, just right now here, what's going on. That you are so clear, you are knowing it, okay. When you are knowing the mind at the moment, you are not thinking anything. You are not thinking anything. Just simply you are be aware, the state of your calm, silent mind. That is the meditation. Okay. Yeah. Just bit by bit, you should learn that.
Donc, quand on est conscient de la respiration, on n'imagine pas la respiration, il n'y a pas de pensée sur la respiration. L'esprit observe la respiration, on est conscient, sans impliquer des pensées ni des concepts. Et tout est clair et conscient. Et donc, c'est la même chose quand on observe l'esprit calme. Il n'y a pas de pensée. On voit l'esprit, on connaît l'esprit, ici et maintenant. On voit ce qui s'y passe. Et on reconnaît l'esprit, on le connaît dans l'instant et on ne pense à rien, c'est juste l'esprit calme tel qu'il est.
Mm-hmm. So, I think we should go one meditation and tomorrow we keep continue a little bit further explanation, okay?
On va méditer un peu et demain on continuera, on poursuivra.
Sometimes when we use the term like aware of silent state mind or peaceful state mind, sometimes we may have a little bit difficult to understand it. Silent state mind or thoughtless state mind. So in that case, you could say aware of there's no thought in your head. you are aware, you are observed. Your head had a space. There's no thought in your head. You are knowing the head space of the head is space. Do you understand? It's more complicated, yeah? Whatever it may be, we say, in this case,
donc en fait, parfois on a des difficultés à comprendre ce que ça veut dire que on est conscient d'un esprit silencieux ou paisible. Et en fait, c'est d'être conscient qu'on n'a pas de pensée dans la tête. On observe que notre tête est spacieuse, sans pensée. Et on reconnaît, on connaît l'espace de la tête.
Just like it. Just open eye. Be silent, mind. Turn your attention inward to your mind. Okay, that's all. Like, you know, just open the eye. Be silent, mind. Don't think anything, okay? Don't think anything in your mind. Turn your attention inward, be aware. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, nothing happened in the mind. Just you see that you are aware of it. Okay. You are here and now. You are not thinking anything, but you see your mind is so silent. Okay, it's a few minutes, a few seconds.
Donc il faut juste ouvrir les yeux vers l'esprit silencieux, tourner le regard vers l'intérieur. On ne pense pas, on reste juste conscient pendant 5 secondes. Et c'est tout. Et on voit tout simplement qu'on est conscient sans penser à rien. Et on voit l'esprit silencieux.
And also some others use the term, this awareness, conscious presence. Conscious presence, also the same. Consciously aware of what is going on in your mind. In this particular case, mind becomes silent. Mind becomes relaxed, calm space, stays in the mind. Okay. You see, no meditation is like, you know, there's a, that the meditation, essential meditation is awareness. It's not really, you know, the just mind fall into the relaxed, calm. It's not that much. We don't count that kind of mind as meditation, meditative experience. Okay. Calm, relaxed can be happened in any time. Always. The meditation is something to seeing, something to aware. That is the meditation. In particularly in this case, today's case, when your mind is being silent, relaxed, thoughtless, you be able to aware of that. Maintain with the awareness with this state of mind. That is the meditation. Very easy. Don't make sophisticated. Very easy. Meditation is very easy.
On peut utiliser aussi le terme de présence consciente, et c'est la même chose. On est conscient de ce qui se passe dans l'esprit, et il devient spacieux, calme et silencieux. Le point essentiel de la méditation, c'est d'être conscient. C'est pas l'esprit calme et détendu. Ça, c'est pas la méditation, ça peut arriver n'importe quand. En fait, la méditation, c'est d'être conscient et de maintenir cet état de conscience d'un esprit calme et silencieux. Sans rien de sophistiqué et compliqué, juste de façon facile.
Once we be able to manage to make stability awareness, build up quite, you know, that's a stable awareness in the life, then what we call the meditation in action can be happened. Okay, so you can act any kind of activity, actions within this awareness presence. Physical action, verbal action, mental action can be managed, manifested within this awareness presence. So in that case, then whether you are meditate or not, but you are in the meditative experience, walking, talking, eating, sleeping, whatever may be, you are in the meditation because awareness is there. Moving, hand moving with awareness. Okay, movement of a hand is within the awareness. You are meditating in the movement. Where you are eating, you are eat. Okay. Where you are walking, you are walk. Okay. Just everything becomes a meditation in that case. We will talk tomorrow, okay? These things.
Quand on arrive à une conscience stable, alors la méditation prend place. Et dans cette présence consciente, tout est méditation, dans toute activité. Dans ce cas, qu'on médite ou qu'on ne médite pas, on est dans l'expérience de la méditation. Quand on marche, on parle, on mange, on dort, on est tout le temps en conscience et on est tout le temps en méditation, quoi qu'on fasse. Et donc, on va en parler demain.
Sunam de ye dom je ze ba ni tom ne ni be ta nam bam ze je ga nan je wa la tu ba ye se be zo ro wa ro wa shu Okay. See you tomorrow.
Thanks, Lama.